You know, if you look back, and I don't mean to minimize the urgency, because we have a real sense of urgency of getting this thing reauthorized before the end of the year. But if you look back every few years since the Patriot Act was first enacted in 2001, there have been sunsets. And every time it comes down to the wire, that is, I think, the nature of the legislative process. And so I don't think you should interpret this timing to mean that 702 is any more concerning than any previous program, but it unfortunately is the nature of it. But it, you know, we can't risk expiration, and so we are really pushing to get this done as soon as we possibly can.
Does the version of what you're pushing now give you any better tools or greater opportunities? Does it improve your abilities?
You know, I think the answer is no, although we're still looking at the version that the various bills that are pending in Congress, and this is kind of a shifting target. We're really focused on preserving the tool and preserving it in a way that doesn't have amendments that diminish its effectiveness. There have been a lot of well-intentioned amendments that are intended to protect privacy but that have really significant operational impacts that would really diminish the effectiveness. So we're really focused on getting the bill reauthorized without those kinds of amendments. So this is not a situation where we're looking for enhanced authorities. We're intent on preserving this authority.
How much of your day is spent on this issue?
Quite a bit lately, and let me just tell you, as Associate AG, national security issues are not really in my bailiwick, right? I'm focused on the civil litigation of the department and lots of other things, but because of my background with 702 from my time on the P Club, the AG asked me to spearhead our reauthorization effort, and I have spent a lot of time on this. I will drop just about everything else to go up to the Hill, talk to a member, to talk to the Bureau about their concerns about a provision, to talk to the press, to do whatever we need to do to get it done, because it is by far our top national security priority on the Hill this year. So this is an everyday thing for me.
Frustration sometimes?
No, because I've spent enough time with these issues. Like in the Bush administration, I headed the legal policy division here at DOJ and spent a lot of time on FISA issues very similar to this. Spent almost 5 years on the P Club. I've had these kinds of conversations now for years, and so I'm beyond a place of being frustrated when someone else doesn't understand the rules, and I think it's my job to help them understand how the program really works and try to answer their questions and assuage their concerns. So no, I relish it. I enjoy these conversations, even with folks that are hostile. I think, you know, it's important for us to have these conversations and try to find common ground with folks.
How would a warrant requirement impact 702 or the ability to use it?
Well, one of the proposals that have been floated in some of the bills is to require the FBI to have a warrant before it can do a query of the information that has already been lawfully collected under Section 702. A query is just a technical term for the FBI doing a quick search of the information it already has in its database. The reason that a warrant requirement would be problematic is, if you think about it, a query is done at a very early stage of the investigation. Say the FBI gets a tip from somebody at a truck rental counter that the person about to rent the truck is acting suspicious, and they think, oh, I'm going to see something, say something, call it in. The FBI has no idea at that point if it's a real thing, if it's just got some sketchy guy at the truck rental counter. They don't know what it is. And so one of the first things they're going to do is do a quick query. And if there happens to be a hit on the 702 information in their database, and it shows that this person's in contact with ISIS and they're renting a truck now in Manhattan, that could be a really important thing to know. If you put a warrant requirement in, the FBI agent will not do the query because they don't have probable cause at that point. They could never get a judge to give them a warrant under those circumstances. And so it would be back to pre-9/11 information sharing barriers that the 9/11 Commission told us contributed to our failure to locate a couple of the hijackers before. So we don't want to go back to that, to those well-intentioned but really operationally problematic rules we had pre-9/11. We want the FBI to be able to connect the dots right away during a potentially fast-moving investigation.
Rachel Brand, Associate Attorney General at the Justice Department. J.J. Green, WTOP News.